Let's take our Bibles together to the book of Exodus, please. Exodus chapter 20. We continue our study of the Ten Commandments. We're on the ninth. We have one left. This morning we're in verse 16 of Exodus chapter 20. And the Bible says, "Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor." Boy, what a better world it'd be if people weren't such liars. Amen. You know what I'm thankful for? God will never lie to you. He'll never lie to you. He's got a book full of truth for us. I hope you want the truth today, because that's what we're going to study about, the difference between God's truth and people that will bear false witness. The verse, "Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor." The ninth commandment, "Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor." What is bearing false witness? What does that mean, and why does he say it that way? You know, people change the Bible and they say, "Thou shalt not lie," but no, it's much deeper than that, because, you know, all of us have a witness. And many times lies are not even things that are spoken, they're things that are witnessed. You get the difference? Things that are shown. You know, a lie can be more, or a bearing false witness can be more than just telling a verbal untruth. It could be living a lie. And so this commandment entertains a whole lot. But just so we know, we're comparing Scripture with Scripture so we understand the Bible. If people would compare Scripture with Scripture, they wouldn't have to try to change it for their understanding. But go to Proverbs chapter 14. Just hold your finger right there. Proverbs chapter 14. The Bible defines what bearing false witness is. It defines it. It tells you what it means to bear false witness against your neighbor. Proverbs chapter 14, the Bible says in verse number 5, Proverbs 14 verse 5, "A faithful witness will not lie, but a false witness," that's that bearing false witness, "but a false witness will utter lies." Look at Proverbs chapter 6. In the list of things that God says he hates, Proverbs chapter 6 verse 16, he says, "These six things doth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are abomination unto him." And drop down to verse 19. In that list is a false witness that speaketh lies. So bearing false witness is someone that is giving to lying. But, and it could, again, be with their mouth or with the witness of their life. And you know, we live in a world of lying. As we look at mankind, you know, the Bible says this about man. It says, "Let God be true, but every man a liar." That's Romans 3:4. There's also another verse that says, one guy said, "I said in my haste that all men are liars, and yet all people have lied." You know, the thing about it this morning is that there is no one in this building this morning that has not broken the ninth commandment. Every one of us have borne false witness at one time or another in our lives. Isn't it strange how people try to justify themselves before God, saying, "Well, I'm not a sinner, I'm not such a bad person," when really we've broken all the commandments, but if you can't see that you break that one, then you're just living a lie constantly. Like the guy said, "Raise your hand if you've never lied," in the little kid's classroom, and it raised his hand and said, "Well, oh, there's your first one," or actually your second one. But bearing false witness, people lie to other people. People lie in courtrooms, on witness stands. That's why they call it a witness stand, you see. I really don't think that means a lot anymore. I think the average person, it doesn't matter if you make them put their hand on a Bible or swear by God or what you do, you put them on that stand, they'll lie like a rug if they can get out of trouble. Because we don't have really a respect for truth anymore in our society. People lie on witness stands. Politicians lie. You know the old saying, how can you tell if a politician is lying? His lips are moving. And they do it from both spectrums of the party, both of them, all parties. Politicians are just consummate liars. Now, some of them tell bigger whoppers than others. Of course, that's true. But lying is just pervasive. I think people even sometimes enjoy being lied to. I think the government's been lying to us for a long time. I think they excel at that. Oh, the government would lie. Oh, they'd lie in a heartbeat. They'd have more control. I think school systems lie. That tell our children that there's such thing as safe sex. Look, there's no such thing as except the judgment of God if you don't keep a relationship inside of a marriage bond. It's just a lie, you see. Parents lie to their children. Children lie to their parents. Children lie to each other. Children lie to everybody. As a matter of fact, the Bible says, you know, that Psalm 58, verse 3, as soon as they be born, they come forth speaking lies. That baby's lying, crying in that crib, been changed, been fed, and crying like somebody's killing that child in the crib. And the mom runs in there. There's nothing wrong with the child. He's lying to get you to come pick him up.
Yeah, that's right.
That's all it is. As soon as they be born. You know, isn't it strange you don't have to teach children to lie? But you do have to teach them to tell the truth. You know why? Because there's just something broken in man that just breaks those commandments and does not tell the truth. Lying to people, you know, lying to people, that can be false impression or a misrepresentation. That's also a lie. Hypocrisy is a lie. Parents lie to their children. We talk about children lie to their parents. You know, I'm so glad that I didn't grow up with my parents lying to me about all these holidays. Now, some of you are getting nervous, but that's okay. I won't go too far, okay? Do you know if my parents would have told me some tooth fairy was sneaking in my room? No wonder kids think stuff's under the bed. Isn't that right? They got people sneaking in the room at night while you're sleeping. They got people coming down the chimney while you're sleeping. Well, no wonder they think something's under that bed while I'm sleeping. You say, oh, it's a false witness.
Right.
It's not true. I think we're just used to that. We're conditioned to lies. And then when the truth comes out, it's just sort of so overwhelming that people can't deal with it. People lie with their vows that they make to each other. But man is a liar. Man bears false witness, not just to one another, but man lies to God. You know, it's one thing for you to make a vow to someone and break it. It's another thing for you to make a vow to God and break it. Or make a promise to God and break that promise to God. As a matter of fact, you can lie to God in more ways than just breaking your commitment or promise to God. You can lie to God, as is mentioned in Acts chapter 6. In Acts chapter 6, Ananias and Sapphira, they were church people. They were saved people. Okay? They knew the Lord. They loved the truth, you would think. And yet they came in and the Bible says they lied to the Holy Ghost. You know what that lie of the Holy Ghost was? It was an exaggeration. They let everybody, now they did sell a piece of land, that's true, but they exaggerated the price that they sold it for. They kept back part of the price for themselves, and it was a lie. And God dropped them dead right where they stood. That's what God thinks about lying. Now you say, well, why didn't he drop people dead right now? I don't know, but if he did, there probably wouldn't be anybody left. But people lie to God. People lie to other people. People lie to God. They bear false witness to themselves. That's probably one of the most egregious ones. Well, I don't think anything could be more egregious than lying to God, you'd think. But lying to yourself, you know, you've got to have serious problems to lie to yourself and believe it. Have you thought about that? Here's what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. Let no man deceive himself. Don't deceive your own self. Don't lie to your own self. You say, how can I do that? Galatians 6:3. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. And so the truth is not in us when we think more about ourselves than we are. Also in reverse, the Bible says in 1 John chapter 1, verse 8, tells us how we lie to ourselves many times. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. You know how most people lie to themselves? They do it on this wise. Oh, there's nothing wrong with you. You're all right. You're not a bad person. You're okay. You don't need to go to the altar. You don't need to repent. People lie to themselves all the time. And it's a conversation we have with ourselves that's unspoken. Well, you're right with God. How many people have told themselves they're right with God, and they've been right with God in months of Sundays? But they've told themselves everything's okay. It's almost like these addicted people. I've met people that have been drug addicts so bad, and I've tried to help them get into drug rehab and all, and to a person, they'll look at you right in the face, and they've stolen from their parents, and they've done some of the most strange and horrible things to their own body and to other people. And I could give you some illustrations not far from this church house that would make your hair curl about what people do for drugs, and they'll look right in your eyes and tell you, I don't have a drug problem. And they believe that. I don't have an alcohol problem. I don't have a sin problem. I don't have a lying problem. You know, some people that are pathological liars don't believe they're lying, because they've lied to themselves so much they actually believe the stuff they're serving. And so the Bible tells us, look, all men are liars, and you can bear false witness to other people, you can bear false witness to God, and you can bear false witness to yourself. But God is the contrast of that. He'll always tell you the truth. You know, our world is so filled with lies. I started jotting them down just quickly, and I thought I'd just, you know, top three or four, and my pen just kept writing. The lies, the common lies of our world. Well, immediately you put evolution. That's a lie. What a lie that is. And so, old scientific science. And look, guys, I went to school. I still vaguely, Brother Chris, remember what the scientific method is. The scientific method that's supposed to govern all science, the very first part of it is observation. Well, there was no one there to observe. Science observes things, and then it experiments with things, and then it proves a thing. But now what we have a lie where people have just said, well, you came from a monkey, there was a big bang, all that, and it doesn't matter if you put the monkey before the bang or the bang after the bang, where you put it, it's just all a made-up fairy tale. It's a lie. You didn't come from a tadpole. You say, well, look around. How did it all get here? Well, yeah, think about that. Well, then the second lie that's a common lie in our society is that there are no absolutes. There's no absolute truth. In other words, truth is just what you want it to be, and truth is what I want it to be, and your truth can be different from my truth. There is no absolute truth that's true for everybody, and that's a lie, because there is an absolute truth. And if you've got a Bible in your hand, you've got the absolute truth. There is not one lie. There's not one falsehood. There's not one thing that bears witness from God that is not true. It's all true. But here's what the man says, common lie about the Bible. Oh, the Bible's a man-made book. Well, that's a lie. I know that by a whole lot of reasons. If I wrote a book about myself, I wouldn't tell the truth about myself. You're telling me that Jonah wrote all that stuff about himself, and that was his words? Are you crazy? For the whole world to read for thousands of years, and you're going to tell people what a sorry so-and-so you are? No, he wouldn't have written that by his own accord. God told him to write that about himself. You're going to be Moses and write You're going to be Moses and write that Moses is the meekest man on the face of the earth. Come on, guys, think about that. God made him write that. You say, how do you know that the Bible's not a man-made book? Math. Math. You know, 1 + 1's always 2. It don't matter what continent you're on. Doesn't matter how old you are. Do you know the scientific mathematical surety that Bible's the Word of God is unquestioned? Look, you cannot name a man 300 years before he's born. Now, you go back 300 years from right now. What would that be? Huh? A long time ago. Thank you. What are the odds that somebody would name you 300 years ago, before you were ever born? That was Josiah. You say, oh, that's just a coincidence. Well, then God did it again. He named Cyrus, King Cyrus, 200 years before he was born. He named the place of Christ's birth in Bethlehem 700 years before. He named Alexander the Great taking over the kingdom of Media Persia 200 years before Alexander the Great was born in the book of Daniel. And Daniel prophesied that in the kingdom of Babylon. Now follow me. Daniel's in the kingdom of Babylon and God says, write this down. The kingdom of Media Persia is going to conquer Babylon and then Greece is going to conquer Media Persia. You could not make that up. We're not talking about Nostradamus. We're talking about thousands of prophecies in the Bible that came true right on the nose. There is more probability that $1 million would drop through your chimney from Mars with little green men carrying the suitcases than all the prophecies in that Bible being a coincidence. It's just impossible. The world says, oh, the Bible, it's just a book. No, it's God's book. No other book like it. They're telling you that to lie to you so that you won't read that book. So that book won't get into your heart and change your life. What other society? Man, I got to hurry. I'm not even in all my message, but. What are other lies of society? I get tired of people being lied to. That there's no eternity. That once you die, everything stops. No, we've already got record of people that have been there and come back. Amen. 500 people at one time saw Jesus Christ that died and came back. And he talked about it. And the Bible, the witness of God to our hearts, says there is an eternity. You will be forever somewhere. Man does not want people to believe that. Why? Because where am I going to be? What am I going to do about it? Life is not all there is. But for most people, they believe the lie, there is no eternity. There's no heaven. There is a heaven. The world says there's no hell. There is a hell. Both of them are in the Bible. Jesus, you'd have to believe that Jesus is a liar not to believe in a literal heaven and a literal hell. And Jesus said, he said, I'm going to tell the truth. I'm not going to be a liar like unto you. I love that statement of the Lord. He's going to tell people the truth. There is a hell. People do go there. The majority of people go. There is a heaven. God does let people go there. But it's only by His grace and only through the blood of Jesus Christ. And there is salvation beyond even this life. Oh, the lies of our world. The lie of our world, you can pick your gender. That's a lie. You can't pick. Guys, and you know, we can laugh about that. That's not funny to a big part of our society. It's a lie that you can't pick your gender any more than you could pick your race. If I stood up here this morning and said, I choose to be an African or an American Indian, or if I stood up here and said, I'm Chinese, would you believe that? No. Of course you wouldn't. Why? I could believe that, but if I believe that, I believe the false witness. And it's so pervasive in our society. The lie that two men together make a marriage or two women together make a marriage, that's a lie. God defined what marriage is in the Bible. I don't care what the Supreme Court said, they're full of lies. God is the one that tells the truth. Don't believe the lie of the world. Go to the Bible and find out what the truth is. Something that's going to bankrupt our country not soon hence. This lie that the world is going to be overrun with global warming and the ice caps are going to melt and the flood's going to happen. That's a lie. God already told you in the Bible that wasn't going to happen. And yet they come out with a study saying, you know, the ice caps and on the circles have actually expanded over the last 20 years. Well, that doesn't do anything to stop the lies, because once you lie, you just keep lying. You ever watch a little kid lie, and the more he goes, the bigger lie he gets? That's where our society is. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. The world says animals are equal to humans. Isn't it something that animals have rights, but unborn children do not? Well, what a lie. And maybe it's just... Maybe it's just a lie. We've taught our kids so long that, you know, Kermit the Frog can talk, and Rocky the Squirrel can talk, and the little pig can talk, and Bambi can talk. And we have humanized all these animals to the point people now believe that they're the same as people. Well, you're welcome. I mean, that's just true. And they treat, look, I'm not against pets. Have all the pets you want, but they're not people. And don't treat them as such. The big lie of society is this, and I'm going to move into the message. We won't be long. That there's no consequences to your sin. You can do what you want to do, and there's no consequence to it. And that's just a lie. There's a consequence to every decision that you and I make. And there are consequences if I make it in accordance with the Bible, in accordance with the will of God. And there's a consequence if I say, no, I don't care what God says, I'm going to do what I want to do. You can make that choice, but you will have to live with the consequences of that. And the world just says, oh, no, do what you want to do. There's no consequences. Now, what's the origin of all these lies? Go to John chapter 8. We saw how big a liar man is, but the origin of bearing false witness didn't start with man. The Bible says in John chapter 8, Jesus is going to tell you exactly where this bearing false witness came from. John chapter 8, the Bible says in verse number 44, Jesus speaking, "You're of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there's no truth in him." Watch it. "When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." Jesus tells us that the father of all lies was the devil when he entered into the garden. And you know what he did? He lied and made God into a liar to Eve. God said this, but that's not true. That started in the Garden of Eden, and the devil's been lying to people ever since. And I just gave a few illustrations of that this morning. But the devil lies to people every day. The devil lies all the time in every situation, in every society, in every makeup, because the devil is the father of the lies, you see. And as he lied to Eve in the garden, "Thou shalt not surely die," he bore false witness against God. God said, "Thou shalt surely die." He says, "Thou shalt not surely die." And you know, whoever lies to you hates your guts. You know why God tells you the truth? Sometimes the truth is rough. I mean, who doesn't want to be told that they're beautiful? Nobody laughed but one person there. Even if they're not beautiful. Tell me I'm beautiful. Who doesn't want, even if the outfit is not the best one, who doesn't want to be told, man, you look great in that? But you see, God's not a liar. He just tells you the truth about you. He tells you the truth about the world. He tells you the truth about life. He tells you the truth about eternity. You know why? He's not trying to get an advantage of you. He wants to help you. He wants you to come to the light, come to the truth. He doesn't want us to stay in the darkness. You know, and I would never do this. You know, you would. Who wants to be told they're fat? You know, they won't even tell fat people they're fat. Well, I've got to pick some illustration that you can understand. I mean, they don't want to be told that. Who wants to be told that they're stupid? Wait, could I see a show of hands? Does anybody here think there are any stupid people in the world at all? I bet nobody tells them that. Oh, you're fine. We'll give you a C. You know what? People don't want to be told the truth. People don't want somebody to put their arm around and say, you know what, sir? You're a drunk. And what you do is despicable, but God loves you and He died for your sin and He can change your life. It's not cruel to do that. It's love to do that. And God loves us so much that He's going to tell us the truth. And the devil hates us so much that he's going to keep lying to us. You don't need to read that Bible. You don't need to be a fanatic. You don't need to go to church. You don't need to live by the dictates of what God said. Come on now. Look at everybody else. Look at the world. Have a good time. He hates you. He lies to the wife. Find you somebody better. He lies to the husband. Look somewhere else. He's a liar. He lies to the young person. There's a better life than the Christian life. Go for the gusto. He's a liar. You know why he's a liar? He hates us. Because he knows God loves us. So he lies to us. And the seriousness of these lies is that the devil made a liar out of God to Eve in the garden. The world is made a liar out of God because Romans 1:25 says that the world has changed the truth of God into a lie. I'm not going to read all of Romans 1:25. You go home and do that and you can find out how the world has made God a liar. The devil made God a liar to Eve. The world's made God a liar and they changed His truth. But you know what? The Bible says that we can make God a liar. 1 John chapter 1 verse 10, the Bible says, if we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar. You see, when we deny our own sinfulness, it's not just lying to ourselves, it's also making God out to be a liar because He's the one that just told you that you are a sinner. You understand what I'm saying? The acceptance of the guilt of sin is not only the fact that I know who I am and I'm guilty for God, it is also agreeing with God that what He said about me is true. And that's what people can't do. They can't agree with God. Lord, whatever You say about me is right. I'm not going to live in Disneyland about who I am. You know my down sitting and my uprising. You know my thought afar off. You know every word that's in my mouth. You've known me from the cradle to the end. God, I know I can't fool You. If You say this about me, I believe You. I'm not going to lie to myself. I'm going to agree with You. And when we don't agree with God, we make Him a liar, just like the devil made Him a liar in the garden, just like the world makes Him a liar in Romans chapter 1. But God is not a liar. The Bible says in Titus chapter 1 verse 2 that God cannot lie. It's not that He will not, it's that He cannot. The Bible further says in Hebrews chapter 6 verse 18, it is impossible for God to lie. It is an impossibility. God couldn't lie to you if He wanted to. It's in His character to be truthful and to be right. love that about Him. Because every time I go to God, I know He's going to tell me the truth. And every time I open His book, I know He's going to tell me the truth. And I know He's not trying to manipulate things. He's always going to be forthright with me because He loves me. He can never lie to me. That's why I take a promise from the Bible and I stand on it and I hug it close to my breast. How do you know that you're saved, preacher? How do you know that your name is written in heaven? How do you know that you've been born again? Because God is not a liar. And He told me if I would call upon His Son, He'd save me and put me in His family, and I believe Him. I don't believe the government. I don't believe half the people I've met. I don't believe religious people. I don't believe science, so-called, but I do believe what He said. And all my eternity hangs upon the fact that God cannot lie. It is impossible, but every other person you meet in life will lie right to your face if the circumstances are right. But God never will. We ought to hold this book and love it and say, thank you, Lord God. Well, what's the consequences of bearing false witness? Revelation chapter 21. Would you go there, please? What a lying world. What a world filled with false witnesses. But you can be a true witness. You say, how can I be a faithful witness that will not lie? Just tell people what God said. And you'll never lie to people if you just tell them what God said. I've told people to do that with their children. And they're dealing with their children about their soul. And they say, I'm not really sure what to do or how to approach them. Just tell them what God said. Because, you know, you may not know what's in their heart. You may not know what's in their mind. You just keep telling them what God said. Because that's the truth. What is the consequence? And how does God show us the seriousness of lying? If this wasn't in the Bible, I wouldn't believe it, but it is. Revelation 21, do anybody know what the whole chapter of Revelation 21 is about? It's about heaven. Aren't you glad that God wrote us a whole chapter, described heaven to us? But in this chapter, there's one verse that's not about heaven. It's about the lake of fire. It's about people that don't get to go there. Revelation 21, look at what verse 8 says. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all, what's the word?
Liars
shall have their part in the this morning, which you certainly are. It doesn't take a whole lifetime of lies to be a liar. They're more than just lying, brother. There was a list that I could not live down, that I could never pay for. Pat, erase that record of wickedness and give you the record of righteousness. And I'll put you in my book and you belong to me. Boy, I'm glad for the day I said I do.
Amen.
That's my record. I'm a liar. I'm guilty, God. But Jesus, I believe that you died for every one of those lies. And out of my sin and out of my darkness and shame, Jesus, I come to thee. And He took me in, and I'm no longer a liar. I'm a part of the family of God and the fellow citizens of the saints. And I'm in the Beloved, and the Beloved is in me. And I'm second. But one of these days, God is going to let the whole world believe a lie because they've not accepted His truth. Second move, because you're going to be gone. You're all right. Don't be troubled by this. Preacher, aren't you troubled about the Antichrist? No, He told me not to be troubled about that. He saved me from that wrath to come. He said in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, though, in verse number 9, He said, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, this is the Antichrist He's talking about, with all power and signs, watch it, and lying wonders, deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, watch it, because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. Here's the principle, even for the world that lives and gives themselves to the Antichrist, because they would not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved, they embraced the big lie. Oh, we've had a lot of discussion about that lately. The big lie. I got news for you. The big lie doesn't have to do with whoever you thought won or lost the election. The big lie that's coming is the one that the devil's going to give to the whole world. And the whole world has been conditioned to believe lies over and over again, even in spite of the fact that they've got a book full of truth. I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in what I want to hear. And so the Bible says, verse 11, look at it. And for this cause, because they didn't want the truth, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. You say, preacher, how important is this ninth commandment? Oh, I think it's a whole lot more important than you might think. Oh, preacher, we're conditioned. That little white lie, that little untruth, that is the basis for the plan of the devil to destroy you and to destroy the whole world. Just to get you to believe a lie. Because if you believe the lie, that means you don't want the truth. And the whole world is going to bow down to the Antichrist that he's God. Listen, guys. He will solve the world's political problem. He will solve the world's financial problem. He'll solve the world's social problem. And the whole world will bow the knee, believing his lie. And they'll be damned. And God says, won't you believe the truth? Wouldn't it have been better if Eve looked at that old devil and said, you're a liar. You old snake, you're a liar. I believe God. Wouldn't it be good if our world would look at all of our brokenness because people believe lies and says, you know, this world can't solve anything. God, I believe you. I don't believe the world anymore. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we quit lying to ourselves and say, God, I just believe everything you say. You know what he says this morning? If you've never trusted him, your Savior, you're going to go to hell. But all you have to do is receive Christ and he'll save your soul for eternity. And dear Christian friend, you're saved, and you got sin in your life, quit lying to yourself that it's okay. And let God clean that up.